Tzaddik Vav is today's daf. We're up to the Mishnah. Tzaddik Rashi is ready.
So the Heilige Mishnah.
Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Dorot. Pesach Mitzrayim mikom be'asor v'ta'un hasa'a v'agudat eisor v'yala mashkof v'ashtei amazuzor v'ne'akal v'tipason v'layla echad. So Pesach Mitzrayim needs to be purchased on the 10th day of the month. Remember it says be'asor l'chodesh. That's it. And then you do the bikur. And then you do the Azraat Hadam using an Agudas Ezov. Of course, it's never done on a carbon. Carbon with a semitic. And it's sprinkled on the mashkof, on the two mezuzahs. And it's ne'echal b'chipozah. Now, this next words are very strange. Laila echad, because Pesach Doros is also only Laila echad. So, what do we mean? Pesach Doros noi kroshiva. So, the Gemara is going to know Manushah. If we're talking about the Chaga Pesach, so then how do we understand the first part of the Mishnah? Okay, this the Gemara is going to explain. First part of Mishnah is referring to the carbon. Pesach Mitzrayim Mikobe al Sod. Don Hazor. That's not the Chag, that's the carbon, right? So then it says it's Nerkal, but he wasn't Balaila Echad. So it's all the carbon. So what do you mean Pesach Doros is not a Koshiva? We weren't discussing the Chag. So is the Gemara Mino. How do we know these differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros? Dichti, the rule kol adas Yisrael leimor be'asor lachodesh hazeh v'ikru. So since the Torah stresses be'asor lachodesh hazeh, means dafka, this particular event in history, zeh mikru mibi'asa. Mashen kein pesach dorot, ein pesach dorot mikru mibi'asar. So you don't need to buy a korban pesach on the 10th day of the month like they did then with the whole Shabbos HaGadol and the Mason. Mitzvah seeing them preparing for Korban Pesach. That we don't have the merits. So if that's the case, you're going to say Elamiyata. When the Pasuk also says, V'hayalachem l'mishmeret ad arba'a asar yon l'chodesh hazeh. What is that, Hayalachem l'mishmeret? That it has to have bikur arba'a yamin. So that from the 10th of the month, it's kept the mishmeret to check it over, to make sure that it has no moon, and it says Zeh. It's saying I took it Zeh, and now I do the Mishmeres. So in other words, you're telling me that if the Zeh means that this month, meaning this event in history, so then L'dayres, we will not have a din of Bikur. So you're going to tell me the same deal. Zeton Bikur Abba Yom, Kedushkita Vein Akraton Bikur Acha Shchita. The question is, Vatanya, and Bagbag Omer, Minayim Letomit Shaton Bikur Abba Yom, Kedushkita. How do we know that the Korban Tamid requires all the time, 4 days before the actual Shchita, we had the Tamid in the Lishka, and we kept checking. Shenema Tishmuru Lakriv Li B'Moadav. So we have the whole description of Korban Yilachmi Yishai. Tishmuru, what's the Tishmuru? So there it says Tishmuru Lakriv Li B'Moadav. And by Pesach it says V'halanu Omer V'ayalachem L'mishmeret Ad Arba'asa Yom L'Chodesh Hazeh. So Mala Halan Ton Bikur Arba Yomim Kedem Shmita. Just like over there by Korban Pesach, it requires 4 days of Bikur. Afkanton Bikur Arba Yomim Kedem Shmita. So apparently now we're comparing, even though it says Zeh, we're comparing the Tamid L'Doreis to the Etzel HaKadosh Hashri, the Etzel HaKadosh Hazeh. No. What's the question? Over there it says Tishmuru. I don't understand what you're asking. We're making a Xerashot. It says Tishmuru by the Karmel Tamid, and it says Tishmuru by Pesach Mitzrayim. But just like Tishmuru by Pesach Mitzrayim meant Bikur, so here too it means Bikur. Pesach Beres Man. If that's the case, Pesach Beres, and Aksiva Vartas Avada Zos Bechodesh Hazeh, Shiyu Kol Avedes Chodesh Zeh Kazeh. Says the Pharisee that it needs to have all of the things that you do to be the same Medorot. Everything that was done in Chodesh Hazeh should be done the way this one was done, the way it was done in Mitzrayim. In which case, you're not telling me that Lamaisa Pesach Deres also requires the Shiva, the Arba Yom. It's not only the Tummy that requires Arba Yom. So if that's the case, how is it that when it comes to the Pesach of Mekar, Be'asor L'Chodesh Hazeh V'Yikru, so V'Yikru means Dafka L'Chodesh Hazeh, this year. But when it comes to Bikur, over there we're learning that even though there it also says, the Din of Mishmeres also says Zeh, that means L'Doyres. So how do we explain that? What we say is this, that Ahu HaZeh, when it says Zeh by Bikur, it's not coming to tell me Zeh, that there's only a din in Bikur and Pesach Mitzrayim. That's coming to tell me there's no din of Bikur by Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Pesach Sheni is Kavaseh, Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Mitzrayim. They are both karbonas that they're brought on their own, without a chag. Same thing. They were one day, each one was a one day event. So where is the Torah being memayet with Hazeh? Things that are the same as it. This one that is one day and that has this din is kept with a din of Bikur. But the others are not kept with this din of Bikur. But when it comes to Pesach Beres, it says Beperish. Kol HaAvedos are similar to Meshach Kol HaDeres. So the Zeh is to be memayet a unique, similar case. And that is Pesach Sheni.
So does that mean that it's right? They're allowed to have comments still?
That's right.
Does that infer that in Mitzrayim they were still allowed to have comments from this? Because Pesach Sheni.
Mitzrayim, it says the Pharisees what to do about that. But Pesach Sheni was Mamayat. Only that that's what we just learned yesterday. The whole Miyat Rebbe. Helomiyata Tetsi. V'yaklu et ha-basar ba-layla hazeh. So now when it says by Mitzrayim, in the din of Achila hazeh, are you going to tell me that only Pesach Mitzrayim was Necha Balayla? V'ein Acher Necha Balayla? That there's no din of Achilas Layla of a Pesach Beres? No, it says, Amar Kol, about a Pesach Beres Hazeis. So then what's Hazeh for over there? The Rebbe Loza ben Azayim and Rebbe Akiva, the Makloks that we had way in the beginning when we started Brachos. The comparison. So just like Balayla Azeh meant Achatzos, that's the Machlokas from Lozim and Azariah, or does it mean Shaschi Pazar? Remember that old Machlokas. But it's not coming to tell me a din in Pesach Beres Gufa. Elami Ata Tetsiv V'chol Arelo Yochal Bo. Tell me, since the Torah stresses in this carbon, Bo. The same thing as Azeh. So you'll tell me, the Torah is only makbid that an Orel cannot eat Pesach Mitzrayim. But Pesach Torah is an Orel good. So Ochinami, you'll tell me that Bo in Ochel, Aval Ochel, the Pesach Dorah. Oh, Makro, no. It says, Beferish, Vavadatas Avedas, Azeis Pachodish Hazeh, anything that was done, Pesach Mitzrayim, is done for Pesach Torah. So then why does it say Bo? Kol Arelo Yochal Bo comes to tell me, Bo Eino Ochel, Abo Ochel of the Matzah U'Maror. Just like we mentioned last night, there is a din of Achilas Matzah and Maror, even though an individual is unable to eat the Korbesah. Okay. What about the Kol? How about Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo. What about that? That seems to be saying, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo. You're telling me now that a Ben Nechar can't eat Pesach Beretz? No. Amar Kova Varata, meaning Kol Avodos HaKodesh HaZeh, are the same. So then what's the meaning of the bow that it says by Ben Nechar? Elo bo lamali, comes to tell me, bo hamarat dat poselet, ve'in hamarat dat poselet b'trumba. Here it's not coming to be Mamayet Pesach Beretz. It's coming to be Mamayet Truma. Because Ben Nechar means not a goy. Ben Nechar means someone shenitra kruma sevla vishabashamai. His maisim are no longer acceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, I would have thought, I can't mean literally. I think there's a beautiful, beautiful pirish by Rav Simchan, this person. He says, how does the Gemara take for granted Mishin is not kruma maisim? Because it can't be a tzivui to a goy. If it's a tzivui not to give, to eat, or to say, lo takilo, don't feed him. But you can't tell a goy a mitzvah, go ben ekar lo yochal. Who are you talking to? So the male has got to mean someone who is shaykh to the mitzvah, the Jew, but he's not for my son. So here it's not telling me that Pesach Deiris is not included, because it says Vavarta is Kalavaridazos. In other words, so we have our Pesach that tells us across the board that blanket any dinim that is Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Deiris. Must be therefore it's coming to be Mamayet Truma. Sorry, I'm being driven insane. What? That a Hamor Hasdas cannot eat truma. Can eat truma, but cannot eat only a korban pesach. The itzrich lemichtav arel, itzrich lemichtav benecha, dikas rachmana arel. You can't understand the arel is bishum demoyis. Why is the term mayit arel? Because he's physically disgusting. Mashiach Ben Nechar is not physically Moses. So maybe the Torah wasn't in mind. Maybe it's similar to a concept of a Balmum. But Iyashminim Ben Nechar, I would say, oh, Mishim Ben Libola Shamayim. So he's not having the right Kavon and the Akilas Korban Pesach. Aval Orel, the Libola Shamayim, Emalo. Therefore, Tzri. Ella says the Gemara Lemiata, Toshav Vesachir. Lo yochalba. So over there, Rashi says this whole piece doesn't apply. There's a touch of a sock here. It's being brought in here because of a gzeres shav at the truman. But this discussion of touch of a sock doesn't belong here. So touch of a sock lo yochalba. Hakinami bo ino chelav lo chelav bepesav dorot omer krav avarata. Hello, bo lamali. So this whole thing, Rashi says, but Tosha v'Sokha, the same thing as any Jew. So bo amarat dat poselet, and amarat dat poselet b'truma. Again, all of this, according to Rashi, out. Elo mi'alto maltao to oz yochal bo. So you're going to tell me that the din of being mal your avod, being mal your children, is only said on Pesach Mitzrayim and not on Pesach Dorot. So if somebody has a child that he didn't give a bris milah to, he's not puzzled for eating ledoros. No. Amar krov avadata. Again, the pasuk said to us that you have to be avadatas avodah hazeis b'chodesh hazeh across the board. So then why bo? Lebo lomali. Again, it's the Tommy. Bo milah zekarov avadav makevet. Berein milah zekarov avadav makevet b'truma. You'll tell me there too it means only in Pesach Mitzrayim? Bo eno shover avo shover b'Pesach Dorot? Oh, impossible. It says, v'avadatas avodah hazot b'chodesh hazeh. Elo bo lamali, that there's only an isur shvirat etzem in a Pesach kasher, and not in a Pesach pasul. Elo mi'ata detziv al tochlu mimenu na. You're going to tell me mimenu? Only in Pesach Mitzrayim? Yeah, tochel. Avalat ochel, na be pesach dorot, So the Mimeno is like Rabba and Rabbi Yitzchak, that we learn out just like a Gzereshava for Pesach to Meiser, just like an Oral Azaz for Pesach, so too is an Oral Azaz for Meiser. So basically what we've just done is we've gone through all of the particular dinim that apply to Pesach Mitzrayim and shown that across the board they apply L'maisa to Pesach Deireis, and the only thing that stands that is different is Lakicha, because it's not a din in the Etzim Korban. But everything else, the Avedais, even including Bikur, apply. Therefore, we need to understand in each one of the cases where it mentions something unique, either Mimenu, or Bo, or Zeh, whatever the Torah is stressing, that is Bedavka, why would the Torah use the word Bedavka if it didn't mean it? So we had a lot of steers. We had steers about Arelus, we had steers about being the father of an Oral, we had steers about being a Ben Nechar, Shinis Nahu, and myself. We had steers of Achilas of an Etzem, Mishviras Etzem, so on and so forth. Each one of these we go through to see what they are. Some of them are coming to be Mumayet Pesach Sheni. Those that aren't Nogea Mumayet Pesach Sheni are either Mumayet Truma, or they're coming for Gezeres Shava to Meiser, or they're coming for Gezeres Shava to Chatzeis. But whatever it is, none of these words were Stam said. They just weren't said to be Mumayet Pesach Sheni. Sorry?
No Hazor.
No Azar, no Mashkov. Right, yeah. Right, yes, correct.
Father of an Orel is also Pesach.
Yeah.
You mean to be 2 days old or only after 8 days?
Only after 8 days. Yeah. It's not called an Orel. That's the whole Brisker Road. It's a whole beautiful part of Nagaya. The question of whether you did Mila beforehand. Whether you had toughest time bris. It's all famous. Did he have a din of an oral? Because what you cut wasn't oral.
What if the 8 days is a day and that 9 days both is 8 days, but he didn't do it at night?
The Gabriel is from Akiva?
Yeah.
Ah. They're already the brisk of Mistam is not there. It has to be on his bishas and his roy for Mila.
Definitely
not. The day, right. The Yom HaShmini. The Ne'achal B'chipazon Minolan Yom HaKro Ve'achaltem Oto B'chipazon Oto Ne'achal B'chipazon Ve'in Acher Ne'achal B'chipazon. Right, so in other words, we have okay, I mean, L'maisa, it isn't clear because we could have, as Tosis points out, we could have said over here, I had said Babarta Tabodazot, and then we could have said, so why does it say Bo? To be Mamayat Pesach Sheni. It seems sort of arbitrary. Certain things we're ready to say are Mamayat Pesach Sheni, other things we're saying means Mamayat Pesach Deres, despite the fact that it says Babarta. Okay, so we have to see how this thing plays out.
But.
As a Mitzrayim, yeah. So you're all packed up and ready to go. Can't do your packing afterwards.
You're ready to go.
Pesach Deres Noye Koshiva. This doesn't make any sense. What are we talking about? Amaykoi, what is it's called Noye Koshiva? What, the Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach is Kol Shiva, Mihika. There's no Korban Pesach yet. Pesach Tuch HaTzoyis V'Zeh. The most, if you hold not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you ignore the Chachomim, you have till the morning. But how do you have Kol Shiva? So Elamai, it's referring to the Chometz. So what? Michal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad V'Sulo. So what is he saying? That by Pesach Mitzrayim, there was only Nisr Chometz B'Laila. But Pesach Deres, there's an Issa Chometz all 7 days. It's not true. Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad V'Sulah. You're telling me there was only an Issa Achilas Chometz in the nighttime. It's not true. Atani Rav Yosef Hilu Yomer. Minayin LePesach Mitzrayim Shenkin Mitzrayim Noyegel Yoyim Efer. The Pesach Mitzrayim had one day of an Isser Chometz, but it wasn't only the night. Talmud Lomar Loya Chel Chometz B'Samech Lay Hayom Atem Yotzin. So you see that the 15th day of Nisan was also a Chometz. Not only Leil the 15th. Why would the Mishnah say Noyeg Laila Efer? So it doesn't make sense. If you're referring to a carbon, it doesn't make sense. If you're referring to a chag, it doesn't make sense. What are we referring to? Hello, Kakama. There's a piece missing here. It reads like this. Laila Echad. That part, Laila Echad, is true of Pesach Doros also, as far as the Achilas HaPesach is concerned. However, Chimut Sokol Hayom, whereas Pesach Doros, Noyeg Hoshiva. So the Mishnah wasn't saying Chimutze Kol HaLayla. We're saying Achila Kol HaLayla, like Pesach Beres. Because it tells me Pesach Beres is called Shiva, now and on. I mean, Bashem came when it came to Pesach Mitzrayim, Easter Chometz was only Yom Echad, and here it's all seven Yom. That way the contrast, Kol Shiva, is to Yom. Otherwise, it makes us say Kol Shiva Yom contrast to Layla. So the Mishnah is basically assuming that you will fill in the blank of Pesach is called Shiva, Mashiach came in Mitzrayim, it was only Yom.
But the story of Pesach was that they were making lechem and there wasn't time for it to lechem and the stick.
Oh, that's all Shaila. So what was it? Exactly. If there's an Issa here, the Kasha. If there's an Issa Chometz the whole 15th, so what was the Hava mean that they were going to be baking Chometz? But they weren't allowed to be baking Chometz. You're going to tell me, Lo yispik b'tzeika. What do you mean? They were sitting there. Everybody was looking. It's almost 18 minutes. Every unfinished. What does it have to do with how fast the mitzvah were getting them out? The Torah said you can't have chometz. The whole pasuk breaks down with this drush of Rav Yosi. It's unbelievable. Right? But this is legabe achilas chometz. It's not legabe toyer b'yimatzi. So maybe they would have baked chometz to take on the road. Yeah, we wouldn't have eaten it today, but we want to have some pishmak of stuff before we
eat. The next night, they can make it. About your own
There are others who say the lois pit pitzeka is one thing. It's because they didn't allow it. They were careful. And then the kiloya fluit ma'amea is going on, and therefore, vagam tzedava asule. And there's two different things. Okay, but there's one way or another. It's a very curious situation. The relationship of the advanced mitzvah to eat matzah, and then the event that justifies the not eating matzah happens after there's already the mitzvah of eating matzah.
Only bake for one day. Only bake for one day. From the day after the Rishon.
Why?
They bake on the way. There was no rush. Once they left Mitzrayim.
What do you mean? It's very difficult to bake on the way when you set up a whole tanur on the way. When you go on the road, you don't take a sandwich.
But what do they eat on the 16th of
Nisan? They wanted to bake some good sandwiches, but the mitzvah didn't give them time. So they only had matzah.
They baked for the 15th.
For the 16th. The 15th, they knew they had to eat matzah. That they baked anyway. But they wanted to bake some kishmak of pitot. But the mitzvah were banging at the door, so they had to bake quickly. Okay, that's one pshat. There are the other pshat, and it's a kid's cute pshat. So, Omer Rabbi Yoshua, I'm very confused. Shamati shetumurat Pesach kreva. On the one hand, I was taught by my rabbi that a tumurat Pesach is brought as a korban shlomi. Fine. That makes sense. We know that the shlomi, a Pesach is essentially a shlomi. So variants of Pesach. We saw that a Meisar Pesach is Karev Shlomi. Pesach Shavar Zmano is Karev Shlomi. Alright. Tomorrow's Pesach is also Karev Shlomi. On the other hand, I learned from my rabbein that tomorrow's Pesach ain't a kreva. I was taught that you can't bring it. Apparently, if you can't bring it, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you use the money, and then you go and you buy a carbon shlomi. The Emily Lafarge, I don't understand. Or Rebbe Akiva Niafarge, let me explain it to you. I'll tell you Mitzad HaSfora what the chat is. Let's say if you're talking about a Meiser Pesach, you lost your Korban Pesach, and you set aside another Pesach. So now basically you have a Meiser Pesach which you're going to use. Then you find your original Korban Pesach. So a Pesach shenimtza kedem mishkitat ha-Pesach. So now, I lost my Pesach, and now I find the first one before I check the second one. So that means I now have two animals that I could check. I could choose either one. And I chose now to check the replacement. So that means if I wasn't makrevit, I was doich et biyadayim. Doich dichli biyadayim pasos v'kor. Now I'll have to sell it after it gets a mum, and I'll have to go and buy a shlomim with it. That would be a meiser pesach that wasn't kareh. So there, Yerachi Stevi, you have to wait, let it pasture till it gets a mum, then the yimacher, and then you use the money the way you would use the money of any meiser pesach. Yovi b'dom of shlomim. So if you find it now before the shkita, and that would be the din of the tmura as well. If you made a tmura for a korban pesach, now we're going to see what we're talking about. You made the tmura after already it was nitcha, or you made the tmura before it was nitcha. Then it was nitcha. That we'll see in the Gemara. So, but whatever the din of the meiser is, that's the din of what the tmura is.
Which one do you bring for the pesach itself?
Either one. But if you went ahead and you bought one and not the other, you were matzah b'yadayim, if you had found it. But achar shechitas ha-pesach, if you didn't find it until after you checked it, so then you were never doich et b'yadayim. Then it was just a normal meiser pesach. That would be true also of a chein to murato. So in other words, if a meiser would have been brought itself as a shlomim, then the tmura is brought itself shlomim. If a meiser would have been brought only for its monetary value, as a shlomi had to wait till it got a mum, the tamura would also dafka be brought only after it gets a mum. Now, of course, this is very strange, because according to this pirish, there's no particular addition that tamura adds. Just tell me about a pesach. He could have said, "Shamati, I heard that there's such a thing as a meiser pesach that's karev, and I heard a meiser pesach that's karev." So what do we have to come now to a tmura of a Pesach? And it would be the Pesach itself. A Pesach that I made a Pesach and turns up only after I shechted the Pesach that took its place because it was lost. It's Korev Shlomi. The Pesach that I was there to be a day and I decided not to use it is not Korev Shlomi. What do I got to go to the tmura for? Take the actual Pesach. Rabbi Akiva doesn't help us because Rabbi Akiva is putting in something, and if you made a tmura of that, it would have the same din. Thank you very much. What do I got to schlep to the tmura for? You might as well tell me the din directly. Yes, to the Gemara. So then, so what's Rabbi Akiva adding? The lema pesach karva pesach ena karva. I mean, the way we're explaining it now, Rabbi Yoshua, he had been mekabel from his rabbeim tmura kreva, tmura ena kreva. You could have said exactly the same din on the Pesach itself. If it was found before, then it's not kreva. If it was found only after you were makriv of the replacement, then it is kreva. There's no point of the tmura. Says, well,
you
know what I mean?
In
fact, I have to, two means I'm being doich et biyadayim. And now I'm saying, I set you aside for Pesach, I don't like you.
One becomes a tmura?
No. No, 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 no. A tmura is only where you said tmura. If you bring a meiser pesach is in a tmura. Let's say you have a pesach that's lost. Now you go and buy another one. That's not a tmura. Because a tmura is deep. First of all, tmura is an issur d'oraisa. So obviously, you're not going to say somebody brings another korban pesach that's over an issur d'oraisa. Tmura is where somebody makes a korban, the feirish, a tmura for another korban. Arezu tmurazu. If I say this should be a pidyon on that, it's not a tmura. even though it has the same Kedusha. It's the use of the word Temura that's the problem. So the fact that I put something in the place of the other one doesn't make it a Temura. That's simply a Meiser Pesach. That's a fine thing to do. You lost your carbon, replace it. A Temura is not what in modern Hebrew would be called a Temura. Oh, so Temura zeh ani makriv zeh. That's not what the Torah is referring to as a Temura. In which case you could refer to a Pesach directly. Says the Gemara, indeed we could. But we want to tell you another Kiddush. Hakamashmalan, the Ikat, where's the Pesach, the Lo Kreva. I would have thought that, look, the Temura itself anyway is meant as a Shlam. That's the point of the Temura. A Temura is Pesach, it's carved Shlam. So I would have said, so what's not convenient? You're doich of Yadayim, the Pesach that you used as the base of the Temura. You're not doich of Yadayim. The Temura was never meant to be a real Pesach. So why should it reflect the problems that are innate in the carbon that it's that it was supposed to take the place of? A Temura could never have been brought as a Pesach anyway. So if that's the case, the Chatzchila was meant as a Shlamim, it continues to be a Shlamim. It's not Shayak Adichui in a Temura. Kamash Malan, that no, the Temura in fact reflects in Rashi, the Mashma'ut is that the Rashi's Lashon is Afi Nikba'at Pesach. Afi Nikba'at Pesach is Mashma that there would have been a real halacha of Shechita for Pesach. Right? But Zuri says, no, that's not the point. The point is that since Lamaisa, there was never any kind of kviyas for Pesach for it at all. It was always meant to be a shlamim. So Mamela, I would have thought that it's not, but he says it doesn't. Rashi to say it means mamish? That I really could have bought a Temura for a Pesach? That's difficult to believe. That's Temura's Pesach, it's carved shlamim. Okay, but in any event, you could see both sides. Because even if you don't hold it means it's literally shayach for a korban Pesach, nonetheless, you could say that it reflects now the din of the Pesach that I'm made on. We'll see in the Gemara, as I promised you, when it is that I went ahead and did this tour. We're talking about before the Shkita, after Shkita, before Chatzos, after Chatzos. Itzba. Rabba Amar, Kedem Shkita Lacha Shkita Shanidim. When we spoke Rabbi Akiva's Maimer in the Mishnah, is a reference to the act of Shechita, not the time of Shechita. So in other words, what Rabbi Akiva said, it's after Chatzos, it's maybe 2 minutes before the last minute the Shechita Korban Pesach. At that moment, my original Korban shows up. I'm holding my replacement Korban, because I didn't think it would show up. I don't have time now. So I Shecht the Korban that I'm holding. It's the last minute, my last opportunity. Bring my Korban Pesach. I was doichet biyadayim. But as far as when it shows up, whether it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos, that's irrelevant. All that's important is the actual Shechita, not the Zman of Shechita. So in other words, if the carbon was lost b'shas Chatzos, if it's found even at the last minute, that's diichui biyadayim, and it becomes now only shayach for its monetary value. Whereas Rabbi Zera Omar, no. Shechita doesn't mean Shechita. Shechita means the act. Shechita means the Zman of Shechita. Kedem Chatzos v'le'acher Chatzos is what we're referring to. So it means Kedem Chatzos v'le'acher Chatzos. It says in the Mishnah, I mean, according to Rabbi Zera, it does say Kedem Shechita sa'pesach. No, that means Kedem Zman Shechita sa'pesach. So what's Kaveya now the Korban as a Pesach, where it could be Nitche B'Yadayim? Chatzos. Only if it's found before Chatzos. If it's found Le'acha Chatzos, it's not Nitche. Because it was never Kavua to be a Korban Pesach by being there at Chatzos as a Pesach. So in other words, its loss was not a Nitche B'Yadayim. And it was never found in time for Chatzos to say, okay, all Tzachim are now to be brought. This is a lost Pesach. A lost Pesach is not a Nitka B'Yadayim. So Tanis would be saved. Kitanoi. Lamaisa, this question about whether dichoy works if the carbon was found only after chatzos is a machlokes tanoi. A pesach shenimtza kedem shkita yera'eh le'yachar shkita yekarei. So I found my carbon pesach, says the Tana Kama. Before I did the mice of shkita, it's no longer kosher. If I find it after I do the mice of shkita, so then it itself is right to be brought. Of course, it can't be brought as a pesach, it's brought as a shlomi. Baruch Atah Adonai Melech Haolam, Shekel Neyeh Midvaro. Amen. As Rabbi Eliezer says, it all depends when. If it was Kodem Chatzos, then it should be Yera'eh. Because then it was already there B'Shah Shechita. I didn't use it. If, however, it was Liach HaChatzos, then it was never Nidcha. And therefore Yikareh. That's exactly the Machlokes of Rab and Rabbi Zera. Acher Shechitas HaPesach Yovi Shlomi. Omar Rava, let's understand what Rabbi Akiva is referring to. This that he said that is found is lo shanu ela shenimtza acher shkita ve'imirbo acher shkita. I found now the carbon after shkita, and I made my tmura now after shkita. Therefore, since the carbon itself that I used as the base of my tmura, was not nitche itself. Tzmura was also not nitche. However, aval nimtza kedem shchita. Let's say that the animal itself, the meiser pesach, on which I'm basing my din of tzmura, in this case, the animal itself is the original korban pesach, and I didn't use it, and it was found kedem shchita. Now I go ahead and I maimir bo acher shchita. So I might have thought that's what Rava was referring to, what Ramzan Rabbi Akiva was referring to. No. If it's nimtza kedem shchita, even though the tmura was acher shchita, what was the basis of the kedusha of this tmura? An animal that wasn't royal to be brought itself as a Therefore, the tmura itself, the tmura always reflects the status of the animal that it uses as its base. So if at the time that the tmura was made, even though it was already after chatzos, so the tmura wasn't nitcha, doesn't matter if the tmura was nitcha. What matters is if the carbon upon which it was based is nitcha. Therefore, lo karva, the tmura itself can't be brought. If the animal that was the source of its kedusha, it said arezu tmuratzu, it can't be brought either. Eisvei Abaye. So Abaye asks on this assumption, should say Rabba of Rab. We darshan the pasuk of imi kesev u'makriv in the list of the karbanos that are shayach for karban shlomi. Why does the Torah say mata medloma im kesev? What's the pshat? If you just say, kesev u'makriv, that's all, that's the thing. Kesev should have the alya. So now it says, Abaye, let me explain the pasuk, okay? According to you, what's the pasuk talking about? Ilema, if we're talking about that it was nimtza acher shchita, ve'emer acher shchita, I mean, that's obvious. Lama likra, there the thing itself was pasul that I used, and the tmura itself. No, I mean, it's kosher, and the tmura itself is kosher. Why not? So lama likra elalav shenimtza kedem shchita vehemer b'yachar shchita, and the Torah is telling bring that as a shlomi. Lo leyolam shenimtza achar shchita vehemer b'yachar shchita. Ah, you'll tell me what's the chiddush? It's a normal tmura. Einachinam kros machta b'yalma. What is the real meaning of the Krala Mayata? Itatanya. Kesev is Larabo Tata Pesach Laalya. Kishu Omer im Kesev. It's Larabo Pesach. Shavrashna to. Vishlamim Abaim Machmata Pesach. Lekol Mitzvota Pesach. Sheta Unsmicha Unesachim Tunach Tufat Chozer Vishok. So the real meaning of it is to tell me that you shouldn't think that a shlomim that comes matzah Pesach has the dinim of Pesach. A shlomim that comes matzah Pesach has the extra dinim of chazav shom, of smicha, and of the din of the zrikas adam. Fine. Shoimer v'imeis hifsika inyan. We made alaish she'in tu'una alya. All right. So in the first lashon of Rabbah, we have an explanation of the question of Abaye, and we say it means an esmachta. Others learn that out of Rabbah, what Rabbah said was back on the reisha ikedamatzma reisha. A pesach shenim tzakenim shchitas a pesach yeroyat sheyistaev yimacher v'yavi b'damav shlamim v'chein temurato. So now. Now, nimtza kodem shchita amach shchita tmorah tzok rev shleim. My time, ki kav shchita. I'm sorry. Well, I skipped it. I'm losing my mind. I remember I forgot to do something. Ikin amatzar resha. Pesach nimtza kodem shchita sa pesach yirad shistavei v'yimacher v'yavid b'mav shlamim. Says Rabbi Akiva v'chein tmorato. Omar Rava lo shanu ela shenimtza kodem shchita. Vehemir be kodem shchita, but if it was nimtza kodem shchita, vehemir bo acher shchita, then the tmura is perfectly okay, because as long as the tmura was made la'acher shchita, then the kviut of shchita to be deicha is only for things that are kodesh at that time, and kikav ashchita needed a chazilei, needed a lo chazilei, something that wasn't even kodesh. How is it shayach that I'm being matred? So lo kava, that wasn't kavua, that it ought to be shechter v'meila. It's not nitcha. Eis ve'abaye in kesev mata mudlomar l'rabot murat ha-pesach achra pesach shekreva shlamim yochol av lifnei pesach should be brought shlamim tamud lomar hu korev ve'ein tumurat ha-pesach. So in other words, only a kosher, the Pesach, which is kosher, is kraven. So in other words, the tmura of the one that is karev is a tmura's Pesach, where even though the Pesach would be karev, the tmura wouldn't be karev. Sechidami. Ilay mishinim tzakeidim shkita ve'imimir v'kedim shkita. I mean, there the Pesach itself isn't karev. That's pshita. So lama likra. Ela lav shenimtza kodem shchita v'heimir bo yachar shchita, and therefore it comes to tell me that nonetheless it's like krova, even though at the time that it was roi for shchita, shchita was never kaveya, something that didn't exist, there was no tmura then, nonetheless it's not krova. Ti yufta de rabba ti yufta. Okay, let me just review this last piece. Please brief review. Mabi Pesach Mitzrayim Pesach Deireis Pesach Mitzrayim Nikhu Mi Be'asor V'ton Hazah Bagadat Yisor V'alam Ashkov Ashtem Ezuzot V'nechal B'chipason U'Belayla Echad Pesach Deireis Ne'eko Shiva Minol Hatsiv Dabru Kol Adat Yisrael Emor Be'asor L'Kodesh Hazeh V'yikru Zeh Mikhu Be'asor Ein Pesach Deireis Mikhu Be'asor Elo Me'ato V'ayah Lachem L'Mishmeret Ad Arba Asayom L'Kodesh. So you're going to tell me now also, Akhnami, Zeh, you say, Zeh ton bikur abayim in kodem shkita. In akhraton bikur batanim ben bagba goyner, minayim letom bishiton bikur abayim in kodem shkita, shenemar, tishberu lak, rivli b'moado, v'lalun oma v'elchon ben bishperat aran ba'asar, ma'al halaton bikur abayim in kodem shkita, v'kanton bikur abayim in kodem shkita. Shanayatam dekhti tishberu, Pesach Dorot Nami. Aksi, v'avadet et ha'avada hazot, ha'chodesh hazeh. Shiu kol avadot ha'chodesh hazeh kezeh. So then what's the zeh coming to tell me to be mine? Ha'hu hazeh zemut di Pesach Sheini, which is similar to Pesach Mitzrayim, the Kavatek, it's also only one day. Elo me'yata dechti ve'yaklu et ha'basar b'layla hazeh, ha'chi nani, zeh ne'echa b'layla, ve'in ha'chem ne'echa b'layla? No! Omar kol avadet ha'avada hazot. So then what's hazeh? That's either like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it means Achatzeris, or Rabbi Akiva. Elamiata, that's even Cholor Elo Yogal Bo. And they told me, Boi no kaloka pesadora. No, I'm not going to have a marita. So the bo lomali, bo in all hell of okay, but matzo moro. So la matava chove nechar lo yokalbo. Okay, I mean, bo in all hell, aber lo hell of pesach le dora. I'm not going to have a marita tabada so. Elo bo lomali, bo hamarat dat poselet. Vein hamarat dat poselet, betruma. Ve'yitzuch lemichtav, oral v'yitzuch lemichtav benecha. You got the vachmona aurel, shem shem de moiz. Aber benecha, lo moiz, eim alo. צריך להשמין בנכר משום בין ליבו לשמיים אבל הראה ליבו לשמיים אם לא, זה מצריך אוקיי, אלא מיד תתושה וסוכה לא יאכל בו אחרי אמי בו אינו אוכל אוכל פרפסק דורות הוא אמר כבר ועבדת אלא בו לא מבין בו אמר הדת פוסלת אין אמר הדת פוסלת בתשומה אגן והשיטות תפיסה אלא מיד הוא מלטה אותו אז יאכל בו אחרי אמי בו אינו אוכל but someone who has a cotton or an ebed Who's an oral? He's Olka Pesach Dora. No, I'm not going to do that. Sorry. At least it wasn't the coffee. I'm not going to do that. 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 I'm not No. אמר קרובה, ועדת את העבודה הזאת, אלא בואו, לא אמר לי, בואו ביקשר ולא בפסוס, אז לא דין, אף שמירת העצם, on a Pesach, which is possible, אלא מיעת הדכתיב, אל תאכלו ממנו, נא, תתאו לי, ממנו יהיה את האוכל, אבל את האוכל נא בפסח דורות, אמר קרובה, ועדת את העבודה הזאת, so what's ממנו for? וכן רבו, אמר רבי יצחק, that we learn out an oral is also the mass. When they have a chipazon, we know that they have a chapter of Tove chipazon. Oto they have a chipazon, when after they have a chipazon. Pesach Dora, they are a koshiva, am I koed? He lay on the carbon Pesach, Pesach, koshiva, we need to have a such a thing. Hello, What, it's going on comments? So then you're telling me that Pesach Mitzrayim only lie lechav to lova. Tanya Rav Yisak Milom and Minayim at Pesach Mitzrayim. Shein chimutzano yole yom echav. But certainly not only Lila. Talmud loma loy achel chameitz. V'samak le hayom atem yotzi. Elo aki kama. Lila echav. Who in the Pesach Torah? That's part of the whole first list. But chimutzo is kol hayom. Pesach Torah no yekol shiva yomim. Omer Rabbi Yoshua, Shamati Shetumarat Pesach Kreva, Shamati Shetumarat Pesach Eina Kreva, Eina the Farsh. Omer Rabbi Kim, Ani a Farsh. A Pesach Shenimtza Kodem Shechit, that's a Pesach. Yerach Yistavei, Vimacher V'yavi B'damav Shlamim, but you can't be makrev it itself. V'chein Demurato cannot be correct. V'ashei Kenev Etzach Shechitat a Pesach, then it itself is Korev Shlamim. So too, Tumarat a Pesach in the same situation is Korev Shlamim. Yes, you must say, I'm lame a Pesach, correct? Pesach ain't a correct. What's that to with Tumura? No, a Kamashmala. The Ika, Tumura, the Pesach, the low craver. And it too can be Itzma. Rabbi Omar, when we say Kedem Shkita, Layaka Shkita, we mean the act of Shkita. Rabbi Zeir Omar, no, we don't. We mean the Zman of Shkita. Kedem Chatzay, Salaka Chatzay, Shaninu. Ayel, Rabbi Zeir Omar, Katani, in the Mishnah, Kedem Shkita, Sapesa. Ema kedem zman shkita sa Pesach. Actually, kita noya, Pesach shenimtza kedem shkita, yira elach shkita yikarev. Rabbi Eliezer, it's not the shkita, it's the chatzes and the achar chatzes. That's important. Achar shkita sa Pesach yavi shlamim. Omar Rabbi, what we're referring to is not the nimtza achar shkita, the emibo achar shkita. You should think that that's the only case. Amo nimtza kedem shkita, Even though it was Acha Shkita, it's too late. Because Tumurato Mikoch Kedushat Chuya Ka'ata, the low Kreva. Esve Abaye, in Kesev, Matam, Adloma, in Kesev. The Rabbi is Tumuras HaPesach, Acha HaPesach, Shekorva Shlomim. Hey, Chidomi. Ilay Meshanim Tza Acha Shkita, Vehemir Bo Acha Shkita, Well, what's the Kiddush, understand? Hey, Chidomi, Ilay Meshanim Tza Acha Shkita, Vehemir Bo Acha Shkita, Pshita, Lomalikro,
אלא לאו שנמצא קרב שחיתה ואימא בורך השחיתה. לא, לעולם שנמצא אחר שחיתה ואימא בורך השחיתה. וכבר אשמחת בי, אלמה, so then כבר, what's really coming to tell me? כי לתניה, כסף לרבות את הפסח להליה. כשאומר עם כסף, לרבות פסח שעברה שנתו, או שלמים, הבאים אחמס פסח לכל מצוות שלמים, שתון צמיחה, נסוחים, ותרופת חזו ושעות. וכשאומר ועם איז, תפסיק את העניין. לימד על איז, שאין תאונה על יום. איקר המעשים לו הרשע. הפסח שנמצא קרים שכיתס הפסח יראה שסתאב, ועם אחר ויביא בדמיו שלמים, וכן תמורתו, and according to this rabbi said, לא שנו that we can now bring תמורתו שנמצא קרים שכיתה, ואימרו קודם שחיתה, where there the tamura was also nitcha and can only be brought monetarily. אבל נמצא קדם שחיתה, אימרו אחר שחיתה, the tamura can be brought itself as a shlomi. My time, כי קבעה שחיתה, מידי דחוזילה, מידי דחוזילה, לא קבעה. איס ואבריה, אם כסף מה תלמוד לומר, לרבות תמורת הפסח אחר הפסח שקריבה שלמי. יוכל אף לפני פסח, כן, אבל לא אמר, הוא קרא ואין תמורת פסח קריבה. נאו, איך ידענו? אין למה שנמצא קרדם שחיתה והאמר בו קרדם שחיתה. So I don't understand. So then פשיטה, both things were now נדחה. So obviously I can't be קרא ואין. למה לקרוא? אלא לאו שנמצא קרדם שחיתה, so the carbon itself was nitcha, but the tumura was done after shkita, and the tumura was never nitcha. Nonetheless, what's the Torah saying? Too bad. Since the carbon can't be brought, the tumura can't be brought. The yufta the rava, the yufta. How many days are a couple? Problem is, I won't be here ever, but
tomorrow start collecting rent.
I'm going to miss you then longer. So let me say I have a good trip. Look forward to
seeing you. How long is it going to
be? And beyond 2 weeks.